From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, welcome to another episode of Talking Flicks with, yes, the one and only myself, Grant, and also the man of the moment, JT. How are you this week, JT?
Hello, Mr. Lee. Hello. Good to have you doing a little opener for us again. We brought you back in popular demand as well. Everyone wants to hear you do your thing.
I don't know whether I do it as good as you, Jay, but it's good to be able
better,
to...
Better, Mr. Lee. Better. Right.
Oh, no, definitely not. Definitely not. How's your week been?
Yeah, not a bad week. I've kind of got a bit of a pitch. It's a bit of a squeaky voice at the moment. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I've come down with something, but yeah.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Not good at all, is it? So we'll see how I go in about 20 minutes.
And if you go... We know something's not right, eh?
Yeah, if I disappear, you know what's going on. I'm completely gone. Yeah. But no, it should be all right, hopefully. Yeah, just a bit of a, just losing the voice a little bit. So, but that's okay. I'm looking forward to talking about movies, Mr. Lee. How's your week been?
Yeah, it's actually been really good. I've had a really good week. It's been a great weekend at the cinema, which was really good. Movies, you know, Inside Out 2 and, of course, Despicable Me 4 that opened up last week are also playing very, very well. So we're very excited about that. I ended up going seeing What About Sal, which I'm so pleased I did. It was so good. John Jarrett, and I have to say, Jared O'Dwyer, who plays Sal, brilliant. Unbelievable. Mm. He was so good.
Yeah, and you're looking at the trailer. I said to John, even when we interviewed him, that I felt like it was going to be an emotional movie. There was going to be tears. And Mr. Lee, I believe you teared up at the end of the movie.
I did. I had to wipe away all the tears before the lights came up because I was with some friends and I went, I don't want them to know that I've been crying, because it was happy tears, but it was also sad tears, but it was happy tears because it was such an emotional roller coaster that you just go, oh, wow. You know, it was just, yeah. So good, and I'm so pleased I got to see it. But not only that, this week we're going to be talking about some movies that are opening that yesterday, which I'm so excited for, one, not because it's a horror, but anyway. and we've also got the R game back, and this week I'm very excited, Jay, because you have no idea what the question is going to be.
No, the topic. And at last week, Mr. Lee, you smashed it out of the ballpark, didn't you?
Oh, I did, yes. Yeah. And I'm so pleased that I did. It was probably an easy question for me, really, when you think about it. Hollywood, come on, like, hello.
Mr. Lee, yes. So turn now to try and level the scores and earn myself a big gold star up there on the Wall of Fame or the Wall of Shame. I'm not sure which one.
I can't wait for you to do it. It is just going to be so much fun for you to talk about this topic. It's going to be very, very good.
Mr. Lee? Come on, what is it?
Give me a little clue. Before we started this, you kept asking me, and I won't tell you what it is because you did this to me. You had not given me a clue what it was, and so this week, no clues at all.
Very mean to start the show, Mr. Lee. You started very early today. What's going on? Is it because I'm losing my voice or something? Is that why you... I thought you'd be giving me tea and sympathy. I'm not getting any of that to start. This is just disappointing, no. Mr. Lee. But
no, not at all.
That's okay, not Mr. Lee. I'm looking forward to the challenge, and I'm looking forward to adding my star to the wall. So, again, it's a game where we're pretty much winning nothing, but, Mr. Lee, it's bragging rights, okay? It's bragging rights.
It is, and that's what we want, you know? I don't think you'll get it this week, but anyway, I think you'll be not getting a gold star.
Hey,
but
hold on there, Mr. Lee.
Because it's going to be really hard for you. Now, let's go into what's opened yesterday. Now, the first one we're going to talk about is an animated action comedy, and it all involves a panda. And before you say anything, Jay, no, it's not Kung Fu Panda because it's already been out. This one is Panda Bear in Africa. And this one is where young panda, he travels to China, from China, I should say, to Africa to rescue his friend who's been kidnapped. Would you do that for me? If I got kidnapped, would you come and rescue me?
Where are you? Whereabouts are you, though? That's the question. How far do I have to go?
Let's say Africa. From Australia to Africa. Not China to Africa, but say Africa.
It's a long way, Mr. Lee. I'd definitely try. Whether I'd make it or not is another thing, but you know
whether you make it to the airport, you probably wouldn't, would you?
I'm not a panda bear, Mr. Lee. And panda bears don't belong in Africa, let's be honest.
That's true.
No. I've never seen a panda bear in Africa before, but it looks like a nice little family movie. Let's have a listen.
Why do you hang around with a dragon anyway?
Because she's my best friend.
We are collecting a rare creature that will make you the most powerful ruler on Earth.
Is it a hamster? They're taking my best friend to Africa.
If you want to stay, you've got to earn your trip with a hint of sweat and a pinch of effort.
A small panda.
There's a storm brewing.
Your cup of tea got hot and wet.
Must cross the world.
Is that Africa?
To save his buddy.
Africa is a wonderful place, but we've got a lot of guys who like eating other guys.
Life's greatest adventure.
My name is Pang, and I've come to take my friend home.
Is friendship.
The world's a dangerous place. You sure you're ready for this journey?
Yes.
Do I win a prize at the end of this?
I'm not running away anymore.
Panda Bear in Africa.
You've got a problem?
Ah, I was just getting to like you.
You had a frog in your throat. Watch yourself next time, little fella.
You gotta say, Mr. Lee, now if this was us, I'd bags being the dragon.
Oh, well, yeah, actually, that probably suits you quite well, actually, Jack.
You can be the panda.
Oh, well, I am big and cuddly, cuddly. That's probably true.
I'm surprised, Dave, you weren't handing out cuddles in the movies the other night, Mr. Lee, with John Jarrett's movie. What about Sal, you know, the tears, offering cuddles to everyone? Was that not...
I have to say, the other day I was actually talking to some ladies who had watched it, and they had tears coming down. And I said, oh, and so we sat there and just talked about it.
You didn't give them cuddles,
just...
did you, Mr. Lee? That could be
no, I didn't. Even though I know them quite well, no, I didn't actually. So
there you go.
I won't cross that boundary.
If you need a cuddle, the Forum 6 in Tamworth, the place to be, Mr. Lee will give you his hours a bit later on as to when you can come and get a free cuddle. With any movie purchase, movie ticket purchase.
It's got to be a sad movie,
That'll get him through the door, Mr. Lee.
That would go very well. Now, Panda Bear in Africa, it is only on this weekend. And as we know, school holidays is coming up in a few weeks. So that will be here for that school holidays, which is really good. Now, another one which is right up your alley, Jay, it's A Quiet Place Day One. Now, this is actually a prequel to A Quiet Place, of course. And this one it follows a lady by the name of Sam, and it's about the early stages of the invasion in New York by the alien creatures who have ultrasonic hearing.
Yeah, and I have heard, Mr. Lee, from a lot of the people that are dying to go and see this movie and from what everyone's been saying, this one's supposed to be the most freakiest yet. They're going to have you on the edge of your seat. And you can tell that just by having a listen to the trailer.
Get out of the city. If we stay here, we die.
I
the end of days. No more people. No more New York. And we're nothing.
Mr. Lee, the speakers were just shaking here in the studio. Wow.
That's so scary. Now, you may be thinking, is John Krasinski part of it? Yes, he is. It is his story. He also produced it with Brad Fuller, Andrew Form, and Michael Bay. So at least he's still involved. Mm. And because this is a prequel, Emily Blunt's not in this one. So, yeah. Very interesting. It's going to go off, I think. This one's going to bring in all the Quiet Place fans.
Definitely. Another week, another horror movie. So that's great. It's been a great year for horror movies. So by the end of the year, Mr. Lee, what's the total count going to be? It's already been huge so far. We're only in June.
Oh, it is. Correct. And how many we've had has just been unbelievable for a year of horror movies. This is, it's quite funny because I can't remember a year that we've had this many horror movies to the start. And as I've said in the previous podcast, we've had these more in October than any time because of Halloween,
Halloween, of course.
But it's been all year. So, yeah,
I think
it's good news.
It's one of those genres too where it has a great following. The horror genre.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Everyone loves seeing certainly a good horror movie, something that's going to give you suspense, keep you guessing. No surprises, really, that we've seen some great horrors out this year. And as it said, we're only in June, so there's still 6 months to go. Who knows what we'll be seeing as we get close to Halloween and things like that.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, movie screening this week at either the Forum 6 in Wagga or Tamworth and the Odeon 5. We've got Bad Boys, Ride or Die, Despicable Me 4, The Exorcism, Furiosa, Mad Max Saga, The Garfield Movie, If, Inside Out 2, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Perfect Days, Unsung Hero, which has really surprised a lot of people, this movie.
Mm, has.
The Watchers and The Way My Way are all playing at a cinema in Tamworth, Orange or Wagga. Just check out their websites because it'll tell you what times and if that movie's in that location.
Yeah, if you're going to go see, maybe say, Inside Out 2 at the moment, is it best to book ahead because you guys have had huge numbers, especially around the weekend, turning up to the cinemas.
We have, Jay. It has been unbelievable. It is so well organized to be buying online because at least you're guaranteed a seat. So you get a seat inside the cinema. It's not an allocated seat, but it is a seat that you have in there. So at least you know you won't be disappointed and missing out on that session at that time. Especially if you know you're going to a movie at 3 o'clock, buy it online or go into the cinema early, buy your tickets. So at least then you know you've got your seats.
There
organized.
You go. You've heard it first from the guy. And Mr. Lee's very knowledgeable. He's on the counter there at the Forum 6. He sees the queue out the door. He knows what it gets like when it comes to these kinds of movies.
Absolutely.
Walk straight in too. Like, just go up to the fast lane. Just cruise your way through to the movie. Don't have to queue
go
up.
Go to the ticket kiosk, print tickets, go to the usher, and away you go. You're in. So, which is really good. And it is the best way to buy online because then, as I said, at least you know you've got your ticket to that session.
Now, Mr. Lee, let's take a look at last weekend, the top movies, the big earners, and in our top five. We're going to go around the world. And whereabouts are you taking us today?
Well, I thought somewhere a little cold because, you know, it's cold here, but it's probably not cold there at this moment in time because it's on the other side of the world. We're off to Austria.
Oh, Austria. Can you speak some Austrian?
No, I can't. And you know what? I knew you were going to say that, and I can't. I can't speak Austrian.
Then why didn't you do some research, Mr. Lee? You could have gone and printed off a page. If you was going to ask the question, you know me too well.
Yeah, I do. I should have had it all organised. I just, that's
really
bad.
Do you want me to read these out and you can do some Googling? Oh, there is time. Yeah. But hey, it's a list of movies that we've seen over here at the moment. Number 5, One Life. Number 4, Kung Fu Panda 4. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which is still sticking around and going strong. And at number 3, The Fall Guy in number 2. And number 1 in Austria. Not only are we loving Inside Out 2 over here in Oz, they're digging it over in Austria as well.
Yeah, which is really good. For the top 5 in Australia, we've got number 5 is Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. Number 4 is the Garfield movie. Number 3 is Bad Boys, Ride or Die. Number 2 for its first week, Despicable Me 4. And number 1 for a second week in a row, Inside Out 2.
Well, the question we did ask last week, Mr. Lee, with Despicable Me 4, because we ran the rule over it last week, and we did ask the question, could it knock Inside Out 2 off and become the number one movie this week? Didn't happen.
No, it didn't, which is a shame. But people have been so excited to watch Inside Out 2. It has taken so many years for it to come out. So, you know, it's good to see that people are going and seeing those two kids' movies.
And what sort of figures are we talking about at the moment? The numbers must just be climbing in getting close to a billion, surely.
Oh, look, it's funny you should say that. It is worldwide. It is now $724 million worldwide, which has now, it is one of the biggest movies. It's beating Barbie, which opened up. Was it about 9 months ago, Barbie, was it?
Yeah, it was.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it was sort of like, just after mid last year. So, yeah, look, that was the movie of 2023, wasn't it? So here we are. We've already seen a movie that I don't think anyone's going to break that kind of record this year. I think they've pretty much set it in stone. It's going to be hard to beat going forward, actually.
Well, it is. It's going to be very hard. But you know what? I am going to call it. I reckon Deadpool and Wolverine's going to be big too.
Oh, hold on, let's run the tape over this, Mr. Lee. Okay,
I reckon it's going to be big. It comes out at the end of next month, and so I reckon it's going to be quite big. I don't know whether it'll be as this big, Inside Out 2, but it's going to be big because Inside Out 2 is for the whole family.
No, hold on, wait. No, you just said it's going to be.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be Inside
but
Out 2.
But the problem is it'll be MA for sure, so that's going to cut the audience down. So
you're like the guy in the meme, Mr. Lee, going back into the bushes.
I want to sit on the fence.
Oh, dear,
but you know what? Mr. When Lee. It does beat Inside Out 2, I'm going to say I did say it. So I did call it. So.
Oh, Mr. Lee, what am I going to do with you? I just don't know.
I know. Now, this is really exciting news. I'm so happy for this because we've had so many little branch-off movies from Shrek.
Mm.
We've had Puss in Boots. We've had how many Shreks? Has there been 4 Shreks, I think? Well, they're actually now looking at doing a Donkey spin-off.
Donkey was one of the best characters in the franchise.
He was. Yes. Eddie Murphy's voice as Donkey, he was brilliant. Like, he was so good. All I remember was sitting in the lounge saying, I'm making waffles.
Yeah.
layers. Onion layers. Yeah. I love Shrek. I reckon it was one of the best animated series that's come out for a long time. It's a movie that you can keep watching over and over again and still laugh.
Yeah, and whether you got kids now that you hadn't, you saw it when you were a child and you've got kids now that can watch it, and look, a fantastic franchise, and great to have Donkey coming.
It certainly is.
That'll be huge.
You know, don't hold your breath because it's not going to be out until probably about 2026. It's going to be a little bit wrong.
Well, I was about to ask you, Mr. Lee, what your prediction is about knocking it off Inside Out 2. So that was. Seems as though you're the man, you're the goat.
Too funny. Now, some other news, which I'm very excited about this one too. Freaky Friday. Do you remember that one with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes.
Well, they're going to have a sequel. And they've now confirmed Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis will be doing their roles as Anna and Tess Coleman. But they've also said that Mark Hammond will be back, Chad Michael Murray, he'll be back, and Christina Vidal will be back, as well as a whole heap of other casts that will be going back into the second one.
I think that's actually quite smart, because the more original cast members you bring back, the more successful the movie tends to be. So,
correct.
And like, remember this movie was kind of around the time, this was before Lindsay kind of had her little, you know, she went through
breakdown.
Went through a real rough time, and so it's good to see Lindsay Lohan back doing movies.
You know, I actually like her. I think she's actually a really good actress. She plays the part so well. I can't think of the movie that she was a twin. She had a lost sister and they swapped parents. But it was a fun movie. And she was a very young girl in that one.
Google Mr. Lee.
She's played the part. Hey, Google. I should be Googling instead of just sitting here enjoying talking.
Well, you could just do your research, Mr. Lee.
I could do that too.
But that is something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Production's underway, so again, we're talking at least another 12 months maybe before
easy.
We start to hear more noise about that. Yep.
Yeah, easy for that one, which, you know, it takes a little while. Once they start booking people, we've got to get all their schedules all to match. And yeah, so maybe off for another couple of years.
All right, Mr. Lee, well, let's go around the screens. Let's see what's happening at Tamworth Orange and Wagga. Some stuff to get excited about. And for Tamworth, the ladies will enjoy this one, Mr. Lee, when you dress up in your Sunday best.
I will be. It's Fly Me to the Moon. It's on July 11, which it opens then. So we're having a girls' night for that. And, of course, this one stars Scarlett Johansson and that other dude. Can't think of his name.
Channing
Tatum.
Yes, I saw the poster this other day.
I did know his name, but, yeah.
Oh, the ladies will love that, Mr. Lee. They'll be drooling.
Oh, they will.
While they sit there and watch this one.
Yeah, and as I keep saying, I'm sure it's written in his contract. He's got to take his shirt off in every movie. In
every movie, it suits or not. Yeah. You know it's going to be a good movie when Channing takes his shirt off. And, you know, Mr. Lee, I reckon we could be in a movie like that. Maybe a Magic Mike movie could be where you and I could really,
We could be the Magic Dads or something like that.
Yeah, but you know what, Mr. Lee, I'm sorry. I'm not wearing a thong, so I don't care what happens here. No. How about you wear the thong and I'll...
No, definitely not. Definitely not. We don't want to turn people away.
No.
Now, Orange, I'm moving on from that because that has got a very, bad image in my head. Yeah. In Orange, on July 20, they're having the next Twilight saga, The New Moon. They had one only a few weeks ago, which was very popular, so now they're actually doing the next one on July 20, and you must buy your tickets from the website because it's another demand film, so that means if you don't buy your tickets, it won't proceed once if they don't get the number of people they're meant to have, so make sure you do. And then in Wagga, on the end of July, they've got a French film festival happening, and they've actually done these for over, probably 3, 4, 5 years now, and they're actually quite popular. And it's funny because when I was doing some research, Jay, I looked at some of the movies they're playing, and I found these ones, A Difficult Year, A Silence, Emma, Gloria, and All Your Faces. Now, they did have French names next to them, but I wrote the English version name because I couldn't pronounce the French ones.
You cheated, Mr. Lee. You cheated, didn't
you? I did. That is only some of them. They've got a whole heap of others that will be playing, but they're the only ones I could pronounce because the other ones were in French.
See, I can speak some French. Everyone knows bonjour, je m'appelle, gentil. And Grant?
Yes, croissant.
Croissant?
Yes.
Yeah, croissant.
Your play?
Yeah. We've got this, Mr. Lee. We've got this. You should just let the French
maybe
titles
be in a French movie.
Maybe we... Oh, yeah. Well, oh, I don't know, Mr. Lee. You're very ambitious.
look, I think that's so funny if we were.
We have to learn now, French first.
Guess what time it is for now for you, Jay? I'm so excited. I've been waiting all week for this moment. We're going to play the game.
You've been sharpening your tools, haven't you, Mr. Lee?
But I have. And I'm so excited. So this week, Jay,
hold on, Mr. Lee.
To talk.
Before we get underway, Mr. Lee, I've got some controversy for you. I've got some bad news.
Oh, no, what?
I have to rerun the tape from last week, Mr. Lee. I've got a bone to pick with you, so let's run this. Let's listen to the audio from last week, Mr. Lee.
Sony, Universal.
Sorry, Mr. Lee, was that?
Universal.
Did I hear an there, Mr. Lee?
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear it.
Oh, let's just.
Did Universal. I really say?
Oh,
I can't believe I said Mr. Lee. It. I thought I did really well. So you went back and listened to the tape.
I listened to the tape, Mr. Lee. Listened to the tape, and I couldn't believe it. And I'm like, oh no! So that is partially my mistake, Mr. Lee.
Oh dear. That's not good. So now I don't get a gold star.
I've got to take it off you, Mr. Lee.
Well, you know what? I'm going to change the topic you've got to play talk about now to make it a lot harder.
Maybe that French films, won't it? All right, Mr. Lee.
Well, that's quite surprising. I'm really surprised. I don't even remember
saying
it.
You don't even know. I was so sure, Mr. Lee, you were perfectly fine. I'm listening back to the audio, and I'm like, oh, no. No, Mr. Lee, what have you done?
Wow. Yeah. I'm shocked. That's really disappointing.
Could have left it. We've got to play by the rules, Mr. Lee.
Oh, no, we do. We do. So, yeah, you can just rip that gold star down then.
Well, you've got a chance to come back next week, Mr. Lee. It's your chance.
Well, it's your turn, and I'm going to listen very closely this week. So I will be monitoring every single word you say. So you have 1 minute to talk about the following subject, and your subject to talk about is the movie called The Fall Guy. Are you ready? You saw it, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Yeah, and that's why I thought, well, it'll be hopefully a little bit easier. But anyway, righto, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, ready? Go.
The Fall Guy stars Ryan Gosling, and it was filmed in Sydney, where they had things like the Sydney Harbour Bridge in the background, and they were racing across the Sydney Harbour Bridge on the back of this truck. There's also a scene where Ryan Gosling is in the car and he's playing Taylor Swift, which I thought was really funny. This is harder than I thought.
Yes, it is hard, isn't it? And you already
said, I was doing so well
just before as well.
This is going to take a while, Mr. Lee. This is going to take
a while. It is.
Well, there you go. Not much to be
desired
there.
Well, at least we're one even now. We're even.
We're both losers, Mr. Lee. So,
I can't believe it. That's so funny.
No gold stars for us. So the game comes. No. 60 seconds is a long time.
Isn't it? It is a long time when you're talking. And in the back of your head, you're always thinking, don't say. And that's when you usually say it. So, yeah, I get it.
Bugger. Oh, that's I'm going to be kicking myself all week for that. So I've got to wait 2 weeks now to try and level the score.
Yeah.
So,
But just remember for next week, right? Mine was easy for you, okay? And I know you gave me easy as well. So I appreciate that. And that's why I went that way.
Mr. Lee, brush up on Austrian films because we're talking about those next week. No, I'll make it nice and easy, Mr. Lee. I'm not a bastard. I'll make it nice and easy. But that is the Amar game. We'll return again next week in Talk and Flicks. In the meantime, speaking of next week, Mr. Lee, some big movies coming up. The Bikers, which is out next Thursday.
It is. And Austin Butler has just been in Australia in the past couple of days, weeks, about this movie, and I have to say it looks so much fun. It also stars Tom Hardy, and it's all about a lady who is involved with a wild biker. Another one opens up next week is Midnight Oil, The Hardest Line. Now, this is opening on July 4, but it's only for 4 days only. And it is the story of the last 45 years of the Oils.
Incredible career, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I actually know someone who's already seen it, and she was telling me the other day about it and said it was brilliant. She said she's not a fan of Midnight Oil, but she said the story, unbelievable. It was so well done. And a lot of these documentaries are, you know, we had Ego, which was all about the Michael Gazinski story, you know, a few months back, and that was very interesting. And then we had the John Farnham one. That was really good.
That was very
so
well done.
I'm looking forward to it. It was, wasn't it? So I'm looking forward to this one. But just remember, it opens next July 4, next week, and it's only going to be screening for 4 days only. So it's not for the whole week or 2 weeks or anything, 4 days only. So make sure you get in and see that.
Question, Mr. Lee, do we get to see Peter Garrett's dodgy dancing moves, his dance moves in this movie?
What was that? What was the song?
Burning
Fire? No.
Beds Are Burning. I remember the Olympics. Every time I think about the moment of seeing Midnight Oil on stage, all I can remember is Peter Garrett dancing to the – it's not like a dance. It's kind of like a – I don't even know what it is, like a head jolt kind of. I would like to know what that's called.
Do you think it's just called the Garrett?
Yes. So you know what? Next week, that could be a topic in the MR game. Talk about Peter Garrett's dance moves.
No.
I just keep giving you ideas, Mr. Lee. But that one is out next week. And again, 4 days only. So don't come in after the 4 days asking to see it. Make sure you get in, because that is limited time only. And if you're a massive pub rock fan, a fan of the Oils, then this is the one you've got to go and check out.
Absolutely. So true. And then school holidays, of course, is next week as well. So
yeah, that came around very quick, didn't it?
It does. 10 weeks goes very quickly.
Yeah.
Very quickly. I'm sure if you talk to the kids and the teachers, it doesn't, but for us, it does.
It's going to be a very busy time at the cinemas, Mr. Lee. So you won't be getting much rest for the next few weeks. It's going to be go, go, go.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Oh, dear. Well, maybe win some tickets for the school holidays. What do you reckon?
Yes. We could do a giveaway. Well, funny you should say that. It was a great segue too, Jay. So if you want to win some movie tickets to Orange or Tamworth or Wagga, this week's question is, what movie was Jay just talking about in our what was his topic? So just head to theforum6.com.au or theodeon5.com.au, or send us a DM through our Facebook page with your answer, and one lucky person will be getting a double pass to go watch a movie, and perfect timing for school holidays.
Yeah, and congratulations to last week's winner, Jen Trembarth from Orange, who's one of our...
Yes.
Regular talking flixes.
Yeah, how good's that?
Great. Good on you, Jen. Congratulations. So let's give Jen a round of applause. Congratulations, Jen. So a movie pass coming your way, and you can go and see a movie of your choosing, and there's some great stuff out now. You can't just stop at one. You've got to watch more than that. That's Try more passes. Why not?
Yeah, so I'm very excited for Jen. And as I said, perfect timing. Now, if you want more information on anything that we've talked about, head to theforum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au websites, or head to our Facebook pages, and especially the Talking Flicks Facebook page. Head to there to find out all your movie talk.
Yeah, anything you need to know about the movies, what's out now. Have a fantastic week, Mr. Lee, whatever you might be up
Thank
to.
You.
What are you getting up
you
to?
Too.
What are you doing this weekend? What's your plan?
This weekend, I've actually got a bit of basketball on this weekend, so I'm going to watch. My son had his grand final last Tuesday night, so he won, so it was very exciting. I was very happy for him because he's only got another half a year to go in basketball for school, so... it's nice that you got a win anyway for the year. How about you? What are you up to for the weekend?
Oh, I think I'm working, Mr. Lee. I think the whole work thing going on. Yeah, I know. Then, probably just some family stuff and hopefully a movie somewhere along the lines too. I'd love to go out and see A Quiet Place, which everyone's been talking about. So, yeah, who knows? I'll have to find out what the weekend brings. Only early days yet, so bring it on.
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend. It's going to be a great weekend for movies as well as everything else. So have a good weekend, Jay.
You too, Mr. Lee. We'll catch you next week.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.